On this episode of The Edge Candidate Marketing, ClearEdge Senior Vice President Michelle Creer interviews Jonathan Beamer, Chief Marketing Officer at Monster. Jonathan shares his insights on how to improve the job seeker experience and how Monster continues to shape and improve the job seeker experience with enhancements on both the candidate and employer side. He also discusses how traditional job boards have handled disruption and what the future holds for Monster. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Edge podcast. This is Michelle Creer, Senior Vice President with ClearEdge Marketing. Joining me today on the Edge is John Beamer, Chief Marketing Officer at Monster. Welcome, John. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Michelle. It's an honor to be here. Can't wait.
So there are a ton of questions that I have for you and so many topics that I would love for us to dive into, but for the sake of time today, I thought we could focus on the job seeker experience and how Monster continues to shape and improve that through enhancements that you've rolled out on both the candidate and the employer side. So for those of our listeners who may not be all that familiar with what you've rolled out lately, could you talk a little bit about some of those recent enhancements and the drivers behind them?
Absolutely. I'd love to. This is, we are laser focused on making sure that our tools are easier to use on both sides of our platform. So on the candidate side, we know that candidates are struggling to interact with the artifacts of the industry that are job descriptions and resumes. So we have a broad range of tools, anywhere from automated tools to help get resumes polished up. And we do that for every resume that is submitted to us, to an opportunity to go in deeper work with professionals to really polish those resumes, to then really changing the format of those artifacts. So the one I'm really excited about that we're just launching now is Monster Studios. And you know, what we see is especially younger job seekers, they really want, like we all do, it to interact in more modern ways. So if you think about how what you spend your time doing on your phone, flipping through your Instagram or your Facebook feed or looking at video stories from your friends, right? Those are how you love to consume information, and this industry is just behind. And so Monster Studios allows a recruiter to post so much more color about their job just by doing a video job post. And then we've taken a lot of care to make sure that all of the text-based data that our systems need, that search engines need to make sure that we're still surfacing all of that information through the machinery, but then that the humans can consume the information the way we want to. And I'm really excited because I think we're already seeing really good conversion in terms of how this content is consumed, and we are of a size where we can actually change the industry here and get more people to post jobs by video because the candidates are eager to consume it. And then the other one, which is more employer focused, is Search Monster, which is our next evolution of our candidate and resume search. And I purposely put resume second because Search Monster puts more than resumes into that search. So we really are driving towards enhanced profiles where we can show more data about a particular candidate, more interests that that candidate has, and hopefully surface somebody who's exactly the right fit for your job. And then we have integrated communication tools into that platform. So the recruiter can engage with the candidate in a way that makes sense to the candidate. Often that might be over text instead of just email, and really facilitate that connection on both sides of our platform.
So really doing things that are making it as easy as possible for both the employer and the candidate to interact with each other and to hopefully move those candidates along the pipeline and help them find that right fit, which is really exciting. And I think ties back to this whole notion of job seekers being consumers at the end of the day, right? So you mentioned, you know, people scrolling through Instagram or Facebook and the importance of video. And that is, I don't think there's any true separation anymore of how people look for a job versus how they interact on their phone day in and day out, just in their general life.
Absolutely. I love that parallel, Michelle, because I think we get so myopic in a single industry, right? And we're always comparing our interactions relative to the competitors in our space, perhaps. And you know, we're all competing for attention. We're not competing for attention versus others in our space. We're competing for attention with whatever other time sucks that that candidate is spending their time on, right? And if you think about the apps on your phone, we are right next to all of those other apps that you're spending your time on, right? And so we have to, you can't have a space where then all of a sudden the usage paradigms look 10 years older than the rest of everything else on your phone.
Right, exactly. And I think that job seeker experience really is so crucial these days for the reasons that you mentioned, but also when you think about the rise of the gig economy, when you think about people, you know, years ago, it was kind of shunned upon to be seen as a job hopper, right? Now I think that's just kind of expected. You stay at a job for a shorter period of time, and then you're moving on either looking for another experience or to perhaps go in a different direction, you know, whatever that driver might be. But it's not about anymore finding the perfect job. I don't think, at least. I think it's about finding that next right job and what is right for me again, whether you're a gig worker or just a, you know, a regular employee looking for kind of that next step in your career. So knowing that that is how the world of work is shifting, knowing that there is no one perfect job anymore, how does that shape your thinking and your approach at Monster to job seekers?
Yeah, I love the question. I think it's the this is the center of everything that we do right now. You know, and I'll start with, you know, kind of a wonky business answer is that as a marketer on a job board, right? My economics are much, much better if I can form a relationship with a candidate that is across more than one job. Anytime I get pulled into searching for a transaction on this job, right? I have to go start a conversation with a candidate that I'll only get one apply, one placement, and that entire search for that candidate and the relationship has to be justified just on the economics of that one placement. If I can have a conversation over a career, if I can be a career manager, if I can be a preference gatherer, right? And so I am the place where the candidate, I'm not the place. I love personifying Monster into myself. But if Monster can be the place where candidates want to share their hopes and dreams so that we can merchandise what they want to do over and over again, it's good for us. And I would argue it's fantastic for the candidate, right? Anywhere from it's just less typing. Right. We can reflect what the candidate has done before. So if you think about, you know, I had a 20 something working for me who just said, you know, I just want to go to L.A. for the summer. Right. That's what they were going to do. They were going to do it no matter what. Right. And the question is, can my job be flexible, or do I, you know, should I just get a copywriting gig this summer in LA and I can just do that for a bit? And, you know, and I think we have to be really respectful of the fact that a lot of people approach work differently. And there are many, many segments out there. Some, you know, are looking for a job because they desperately need a paycheck next week. Others are trying to see how they can make their job fit around the life that they want to lead this summer, right? And so our systems need to be flexible. They need to be respectful of different ways. And then our economics are a lot better if we can then merchandise those hopes and dreams to multiple companies who are looking to employ that talent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, and I think that really weaves into my next question, because obviously if you are able to engage those job seekers for a longer period, right? So not just a single job, but for a multitude of positions they might look for over the course of their career, because things might shift in their life, or to your point, they might have things come up that they want to do. I'm sure you guys are collecting a lot of data. So let's, you know, it wouldn't be a conversation about job seekers if we didn't talk a little bit about AI and data analytics. So maybe share with our listeners a little bit about how Monster is incorporating AI and data into what your platforms are, and I guess more specifically into how that data is informing what you're doing from a marketing perspective.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's one of the reasons that you know, you're talking to a chief marketing officer who has two engineering degrees, right? Data and analytics have absolutely transformed marketing, and mm-hmm. we no longer are. Although I do love making a movie every now and then, right? We are no longer just creatives, right? We actually have to understand how data and technology change the landscape. And, you know, there's a lot of fear-mongering out there, especially in the world of work, and AI is a buzzword that is mm-hmm. more people are talking about it than actually understand what it means. But I think the buzz is really fun, right? And I think it is even more fun to think about how we can make our platforms more efficient, how we can make systems that are that feel a little magical, that are easy to use, that you know, every time one of my devices accurately predicts, you know, where I'm going or what I was about to look up, you know, there's a little bit of joy there, right? And I think we need to bring those things into the world of recruiting as well. Mm-hmm. I also think, you know, we talk about things like chatbots, right, when they're a form of AI. And really, if I think about the drudgery that a low-level recruiting, entry-level recruiter has to go through, a lot of it is scheduling, right? A lot of it is just trying to get in contact with particular candidates and spending a lot of time doing work that's not very fun. I think we have the opportunity as an industry to bring a lot of those tools in a way that that means the entry-level recruiter gets to do the promise of the job, which is actually, you know, the human side of recruiting, actually talking to candidates, understanding what their desires are in a deeper way that so far machines can't. And I'm not sure even we want to get to that world, right, where you're actually having an in-depth conversation about your hopes and dreams with a robot, right? I think those are places where the recruiting talent, we can have much more fulfilling jobs that are properly placed. In marketing, you know, we talk about words like programmatic a lot. A lot of this is, you know, I mentioned how many different segments there are in the market. There's, you know, when you go industry by industry, or just mindset, or needs, or active versus passive, there are an infinite number of ways to slice the population of people that you want to talk to. And so that requires a lot of mechanics and a lot of machinery to make sure that we're putting the right jobs in, especially when we're talking about, I usually think more about paid media, because those are where real dollars are going out the door, and we need to make sure that those are targeted really, really well. But then our teams that run our search engines do the same thing, and we make sure that when you're swiping through our mobile app to find the next job, that next card that comes up is learning from the past swipes, right? Is learning from mm-hmm. what you found interesting and what you didn't find interesting, and we're constantly taking those signals that we have and feeding them back into our algorithms. And this is where I get really excited about Monster, because we not only have a great brand, but we have the scale where we have a real data advantage in the marketplace.
Absolutely. Well, and speaking of having a great brand, I do want to shift gears just a little bit here. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you some questions just about your tenure as CMO there and just the Monster brand, because the Monster brand does have a rich history, right? And there's been some evolution over the years. And certainly as job board disruption has come about and just changes in the industry, I think it might be interesting just to hear you talk personally about some of the initiatives that you've incorporated while you've been at Monster that has helped the brand continue to grow and evolve in this very competitive marketplace that we're in.
Yeah, I would argue that the brand is the absolute greatest strength of Monster in the marketplace. Since about 2010, we pulled back on the amount of brand advertising that we did, and we got really enamored with the lower funnel, more active job seeker, and some mm-hmm. of that. Some of that was just macroeconomics, right? Like at the time, we had gone through a recession and we actually had more active job seekers, so we didn't need to do as much, but then mm-hmm. it didn't come back when the job market got a little tighter. And so while we still have one of the strongest brands in the industry, the trends aren't good, right? And so the first thing I did was just make sure that we always carve out a budget where we are making sure that we are investing in brand and that we're investing in what I call a measurable brand in a way, or attributable brand. So it's not that we're walking away from marketing attribution at all. I firmly believe that all marketing should be measured. It's just that some marketing is harder to measure than others. And we've been, the easiest barometer, and it's interesting because I'm a digital marketer by training, but we've been on TV since last year, early last year. And we continue to invest in top of the funnel to make sure that we are reaching a broader group than just passive job seekers. And TV is at the tip top, but it's, we certainly have digital video and a lot of programmatic to reach people who look like some of our active seekers, but are passive mm-hmm. in the marketplace. And from a creative and messaging standpoint, I'd say, yeah, Monster has evolved a bit, but this is a really well-designed brand and has been for 25 years. Mm-hmm. Monster benefits from a word that doesn't necessarily mean anything, right? And I would argue the best brands in the world, whether you're Amazon or Sony or Nike, right? They all start with a word that meaning can be injected into. Mm-hmm. We have the amazing advantage of being a word that every kindergartner can spell and wants to. So that's pretty cool. And then we have, 25 years ago, Jeff Taylor really went out to say, the job search is broken. It doesn't make sense to put the Sunday newspaper on the kitchen table and to pound the pavement. And there ought to be a way to organize all these jobs and to make them searchable. That heritage of making the job, of taking a look at how people are looking for jobs and making it easier for people to find their right fit, and then with the end result making every workplace more productive and happier is really rich heritage, is a really nice place to be pointed, and is timeless, right? Because no matter what happens in technology, there's always going to be work to do to make the job search less painful, to make it this is the number one thing that households worry about in terms of whether or not they're providing for their family, whether or not they're self-sufficient. This is if you want to put Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? Rather or not how your job is doing and how you're providing is pretty high up there in terms of our importance. So our brand is pointed in exactly the right direction. And then the question is, can we inject some energy and some fun and earn some attention? And so most of what the campaigns that I've run in my tenure so far have been pretty focused on, you can use a mobile device and you can make it a little bit easier. And then in parallel, we've just done a massive amount of candidate research, of competitive research, and we're just fine tuning that to really be, you've heard me say fit multiple times, in this interview, to really dimensionalize that and explain what isn't quite working in the industry. And we have a campaign, I'll tease it a little bit, it's going live this month, and so you will see new assets in market in the next 2 weeks. That are our first global campaign, which I'm really proud of, because it's hard to do global creative and get the team all organized across all of our regions. But then also the first campaign that really utilizes all of the research that we've been doing over the last year.
Exciting. Well, congrats on that upcoming launch. Can't wait to see it once it is public out there.
If my media team is doing their job, you will definitely see it. So there you go.
Okay. Fantastic. Good. Well, you mentioned injecting a little bit of fun into the brand. So I thought we could inject a little fun into the conversation as well. And this has been a fantastic conversation so far. So thank you. But personally, tell us one thing that maybe isn't well known about you publicly that others may find surprising, if you're open to that.
Sure. I have a few of these. So, you know, we could do anywhere from, I have 5 kids, 2 sets of twins. So I always view that it's more of a superpower that my wife has, that she just makes humans 2 at a time. So that's impressive. And then, I mentioned a little bit about being an engineer. And the result is I actually get to do very little engineering. So most of my weekends are spent, I view it as a personal failure if I have to hire somebody around my own house. That's anywhere. I mean, I'll take on big projects. I replaced my boiler not that long ago to, I have a full wood shop in my, I don't know if you ever play Rummy Cube, but it's like these little domino things that need stands, and all the plastic stands were broken. So I took a couple of the kids in the basement, and this weekend we made new wooden stands that are pretty pimped out. So,
cool.
This is, I'll bring this back to the job search, because all of my kids would love, I don't pay allowances because I think all kids are capable of earning a little bit of money, and I constantly feed them job ideas. So I'm like, if you guys want, you can use the wood shop, you can make these things, and you can sell them on Etsy. How about that? So nobody's taken me up on that yet, but I keep trying to get my kids to be more resourceful.
Oh, that's awesome. We live on 5 acres of land here in Wisconsin, and we have a lot of trees that we've taken down, and my husband is fairly handy as well, so he and the boys have created a wood delivery. My 2 sons have created a wood delivery service, so they are responsible for helping, you know, cut the wood and stack the wood and all of that. So I'm all very much for figure out how to do something to make some money in the same way. So I love that idea.
I'm a huge fan. When you can get the kid not looking at YouTube videos and actually making something, I get very, very excited. That's
totally
my own personal self-actualization there on the Maslow pyramid.
Excellent. Good. Well, I really appreciate the conversation and the time today. Before I let you go, John, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that? Reach out, you know, LinkedIn, email, Twitter. How do you recommend people contact you if they'd like to chat with you?
Yeah, my work email is actually less cluttered than anywhere else. So jonathan.beamer@monster, feel free to drop me there. You know, I do have a LinkedIn. They're kind of a competitor, I guess, although they're also Microsoft social networks. I find LinkedIn's number one challenge is to try and keep the clutter of yet another messaging platform. But absolutely, that's a place people can connect with me too. And I do occasionally post there. My Instagram is more of my weekend pursuits. So for work, LinkedIn is the right place.
Perfect. Great. Well, thank you again for your time and for all the insights. And we look forward to see what's to come from Monster.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Great. Really thanks, John. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M, at clearedgemarketing.com. And let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.